This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
If you don't like Sam Cooke, there's something wrong with you. Cupid from Sam Cooke, who was killed on this day in 1964. Shot dead at the Hacienda Motel in Los Angeles, California, the age of just 33 years old. The manager of the motel told police she shot and killed Sam Cooke in self-defense because he had attacked her. Police found Cook's body in Franklin's apartment office, clad in only a sport jacket and shoes, no shirt, no pants, no underwear. Shooting was ultimately ruled a justifiable homicide. Now, there's a whole lot of, controversy. There's still some uncertainty about exactly what happened that night. And, you know, if you go to different accounts, you can read. I don't want to get too deep into them. But, without a doubt, he was killed on this day back in 1964 at the age of 33 years old. Sam Cooke's voice is just marvelous. You heard Cupid there. You Send Me. What a great hit. Chain Gang and Wonderful World. Twisting the Night Away. That's outstanding stuff. Love Sam Cooke. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. So a couple things to take care of here. I got a note from Steve, by the way, and it just says, I'm in Iowa right now, testing the waters, decision time 2020, not far away. Today is in Fort Madison in Lee County. So he's going to be at the Fort Diner, 10 a.m. Central for meet and greet downtown. And Michael Avenatti out of the race, I see an opening. 2020, decision time not far away. Steve in Iowa. I don't know. Put the pieces together. If you're, in fact, listening in Iowa, hey, Fort Diner, 10 a.m. Central, Steve Gruber, meet and greet. Check it out. Meanwhile, the president tweeting this morning. I read you some of these earlier. I'm just going to read the whole string because there is, I think, five tweets here in a row. And it's, you know, it's one complete thought. So from start to finish, President Trump tweeting this morning. Despite the large caravans that were forming and heading to our country, people have not been able to get through our newly built walls, makeshift walls and fences, or Border Patrol officers and military. They are now staying in Mexico or going back to their original countries. ICE, Border Patrol, and our military have done a fantastic job of securing our southern border. A great wall would be, however, a far easier and less expensive solution. We have already built built large new sections and fully renovated others, making them like new. The Democrats, however, for strictly political reasons and because they have been pulled so far left, do not want border security. They want open borders for anyone to come in. This brings large-scale crime and disease. Our southern border is now secure and will remain that way. President continuing to tweet. I look forward to my meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. In 2006, Democrats voted for a wall, and they were right to do so. Today, they no longer want border security. They will fight it at all costs, and Nancy must get votes for Speaker, but the wall will get built. And finally, people do not yet realize how much of the wall, including really effective renovation, has already been built. If the Democrats do not give us the votes to secure our country, the military will build the remaining sections of the wall. They know how important it is. And I think that's the end of the tweets this morning from President Trump. There's no ellipsis at the end there. So that's what the president is saying this morning. All this goes back to a funding fight. It was just a temporary extension, I think, through December 21st. I think December 21st is the next deadline for to get the budget together, spending plan together. In Washington, and a big sticking point is going to be money for the wall, of course. That's what the president is tweeting about it this morning. Elsewhere, the Washington Post story on President Trump looking for a new chief of staff. After announcing the exit of John Kelly and being turned down by his pick to replace him, Nick Ayers, President Trump found himself Monday in an unexpected predicament, scrambling to recruit someone to help him run the executive branch of the federal government and guide the administration through the political tumult and possible legal peril ahead. In any White House, the chief of staff is arguably the most punishing position, but in this White House, it has proved to be an especially thankless job. The two people to hold the job were left with their reputations diminished after failing to constrain the president, who often prefers to function as his own chief of staff. This is a Washington Post story I read. Three members of Trump's cabinet who have been discussed inside the West Wing as possible chiefs of staff: Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, each signaled Monday they were not interested in the position. Who might be? Mark Meadows, Congressman North Carolina. He noted his interest in the job by issuing a statement saying that, quote, serving as chief of staff would be an incredible honor. So the president looks for a chief of staff. This is one of those stories that I think much is made of right now, in the moment. Got to find a chief of staff. Who's going to help run the Donald Trump run the White House? It's just not going to matter all that much in the long run. Do we want someone capable and competent in that position? Of course we do. We want the best people to run the country, no doubt. But I think in the long run, it's just not going to matter. Can you name all of Barack Obama's chiefs of staff? I mean, maybe a few. Name all of George W. Bush's chiefs of staff? No. These names are lost to history, at least, you know, top of mind. And so in the long run, whomever the president picks, someone will have the job and someone will do the best they can, clearly. And yeah, I hope it's going to be a fully competent, I hope it's going to be the best person available. That's what you want. But man, all this, you know, gnashing of the teeth over who's going to take it and who's the, it's just, I think in the long run, not that big of a deal. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Hour three of the show features Rabbi Spiro, Ross Marchand as well, president of Taxpayer Protection Alliance. All that and more in hour three of the Steve Gruber Show.
Not quite sure what to give that special loved one for the holidays? Give the gift of safety this year. Not Just Guns and Mason will work with you to tailor the right firearm for you. We won't talk down to you. We know you're serious about your personal safety at home or out and about, and so are we. Not Just Guns carries a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Come in and get one-on-one training or sign up for a CPL class. More and more people are choosing Not Just Guns for all their safety and home defense needs. Let's face it, the world is not getting any safer. This is a perfect time of year to see what owning a firearm is all about. Or it might be time for an upgrade. All the latest firearms and accessories are at Not Just Guns, with a big selection of AR, AR accessories, and suppressors. Not Just Guns has gift cards, too. Check out our weekly online auction every Wednesday at notjustguns.com, located at 411 North Cedar Road in Mason, your one-stop shop for your personal protection needs. Happy holidays from your friends at